Melodramatic telenovelas are a staple of U.S. Spanish language primetime television. The North American Spanish language networks have historically purchased telenovelas from Latin American countries, but the giant network, Telemundo, says it's time to tailor programming to Latinos who live in the United States. NPR's Katrin Einhorn has more.
Anita, the lead character in Telemundo's latest telenovela, has just gotten married, but it wasn't for love. She came to the U.S. illegally from Mexico, was discovered by immigration, and didn't want to get deported. Rich architect David came to the rescue, and now Anita's friends are celebrating in the patio of their brightly painted apartment complex. The Miami sun is beating down on dozens of actors and crew as they film the party. A voluptuous extra in a bikini lounges by the pool and dips in just before each take so the water will glisten on her skin. Floor manager Diego Gomez yells for a makeup artist to touch up one of the actresses. The telenovela is called Anita No Te Rajes, which loosely translates as Anita Don't Give Up. This isn't it for Anita. Producers promise at least one more wedding before the show ends. The story is set in Miami, and it's shot nearby, at Telemundo's production site in the suburbs. M.K. Kennedy is the telenovela's executive producer.
We sort of glommed on elements from sort of very Mexican neighborhoods in Los Angeles with that loud and open Cuban sense of neighborhoods in Miami. So in a sense, it's kind of a Los Angeles-Miami hybrid with a little Melrose Place thrown in.
This telenovela is the kind of homegrown programming that Telemundo is betting on in its quest to take on Spanish language giant Univision. It became financially possible for Telemundo to make its own telenovelas after being acquired by NBC in 2002. The stakes in this market are huge. The U.S. Census Bureau predicts the Latino population will triple by 2050. Ramon Escobar is executive vice president of programming and production at Telemundo. He says now the company is on the cutting edge of a booming market in Spanish language TV.
You know, I don't think it's ever been hotter or hipper to be Hispanic in this country. I call it the brown wave. And the brown wave is washing across America. And I think Telemundo's riding that wave. And the only way for us to, I think, be successful is to talk to the Hispanics who live in this country. I think our advantage over our competitor is that we are able to produce our own product. You know, we're able to make our own sets, write our own storylines, and we tailor those storylines to what's going on in the lives, their daily lives in the United States.
That competitor, Spanish language network Univision, based in Los Angeles, declined to comment for this story. It's long been the dominant player. From May 2003 to May of 2004, Univision captured nearly three times more adult viewers than Telemundo. And while Telemundo's ratings have gone up fast, almost doubling in the last year, it still came out barely ahead of Univision's sister company Telefutura, whose primetime offerings include movies and a game show. Danielle Gonzalez is a media director at Tapestry, a multicultural advertising agency. She says Univision doesn't have to follow Telemundo in making its own telenovelas because Univision has a deal with the leading production house in Mexico.
That contract is a multi-year contract. So one, they've already committed financially to another producer, and two, it's much more expensive for them to go out and produce on their own rather than just sort of rebroadcast stuff that's already been produced by another party.
Univision's Mexican partner, Televisa, has been churning out successful telenovelas for decades. Gonzalez says they've worked well for Univision.
Telemundo has much lower ratings, and so they need to be a little bit more riskier with their choices to try to attract the viewers away from Univision.
To improve its odds for success, Telemundo is employing language coaches to standardize actors' accents, creating what it calls Spanish neutral. The company wants to make sure viewers from every part of Latin America find the shows easy to understand. Telemundo is also spending a lot of money getting the word out about its new programs, including advertising, in English.
Gitanas. Two souls entangled in a web of fate must find a way to survive.
¿Hay algo malo en mi destino?
¿Tienes en la mano?
Gitanas, or Gypsies, is Telemundo's most expensive show to date, slated to cost about $11 million. Shot on the Pacific coast of Mexico, it's full of beautiful women with big earrings and bare midriffs. Telemundo is using English advertising in movie theaters to tempt second and third generation Latinos to stick with Spanish language TV and to show potential advertisers its wares. Like all Telemundo primetime telenovelas, Gitanas is closed captioned in English. The original script was purchased from Chile, but executive Ramon Escobar says the storyline will resonate with Latinos in the U.S.
The issue in that novella is a group or class of people and how they struggle through being disenfranchised or marginalized by a majority. And if you take that metaphor, it's a quick extension to our real life audience.
Some observers think these shows could have an impact beyond entertainment.
I think the big effect will be to expand on the process of building a national Latino identity as opposed to Mexican-American, Puerto Rican, Cuban-American, Dominican identities.
Luis DeCipio is a professor of Chicano and Latino studies at the University of California, Irvine. He says the programming could oversimplify the Latino experience in the U.S., but it could also help reflect it.
I'm sure we'll have lots of Horatio Alger sorts of stories of rags to riches, but at the same time, there will be models of Latinos who have overcome adversity to achieve great things in U.S. society. There will be the portrayal of those tensions that exist within families, so there will be an outlet for parents and children who are a little bit confused about what's going on in U.S. society to see others like them. And probably most importantly, they will over time represent the diversity of Latino culture in the United States.
Programming for that diverse audience may prove difficult. At a corner hairdresser in one of Chicago's Mexican neighborhoods, the stylist on duty has been in the U.S. for 25 years. She doesn't want to give her name, but she says she likes Univision telenovelas better, precisely because they're Mexican. She says her customers also prefer Univision, Channel 66 in Chicago.
They say, "I'm really hooked on the novella on 66. Couldn't you put it on for me, please?" And so I keep watching it, too.
About 65% of Latinos in the U.S. are Mexican, and that means Telemundo faces an uphill battle. But executives are betting their new strategy means the company will evolve in lockstep with the Latino market. They're digging in for the fight. Katrin Einhorn, NPR News.